There's a not a really a, you know, usually sermons have like a little one-liner text taken that sort of sets the theme, and you can zoom in on that and preach about whatever it raises as by way of thought or issue. But that's not going to happen with this gospel because there's just so many things going on with it. About every line, a piece of major dogma or major, major point of what we believe comes jumping out of it. I can't tell you how many times I've read this gospel. You all have heard it. I don't know how many times. Here we are today on an Easter Sunday, which is why it's set here. But as we all know, we've really heard it over and over and over again at the burial of the dead. Because from time out of mind, it has been the funeral gospel. Just has been. For those of us who have already seen our parents precede us into the age to come, that's sort of a comforting thing on Mother's Day, and that we heard it read, you know, for our mothers or our grandmothers. Of course, it's comforting, too, because someday it will be read for each and every one of you. Not a bad thing. Because it asks and says so many great things. It asks the great question, how? How can I know the way? It's the question that all the great thinkers, all the philosophers, and all the great political thinkers, Lenin's first little pamphlet that set off the Russian Revolution, what is to be done? How can we, you know, how do I know? Where do we go? And Lord knows all the great theologians. And most people, when they get out of the bed in the morning, when you think about it, you get up and go, what shall I do with myself today? How can we know? What should we be doing? Who should we be? And in this gospel, there is a thundering, thumping, loud answer. No question at all. And the words of the really old prayer book, Ego sum via, et ego sum veritas, and ego sum vita. Sounds better in God's language, Latin. You know, we know the New Testament is in Greek, and that wasn't it. But man, you know, via, veritas, vita. Poof, bam, bam, bam. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. How can we know the way? He stands before you. Entering into that life is the way. And all the questions about what is real and what is not, it is the truth. And he is life itself. And everyone who's ever really known him has found this to be absolutely true. And the gospel goes on, rattling cages and consciences. The part that some people's funerals they want to leave out, although I always think that's a really bad idea, cutting and choosing to pick ourselves. The continuing, no one comes to the Father but through me. Well, if indeed he is right when he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That means no matter by what path and by what way, when we reach the age to come, when we encounter God, we're going to encounter his icon, his image, his incarnate word, Jesus standing there, maybe before anybody else. And it will come for surprise to some and as an old friend to others. But there he will be. Being for people the way, the truth, and the life. And he goes to prepare for each and every one of us. I go away, says he. This was said the eve of Good Friday and end of Easter coming. I go away to prepare a place for you. Now that's interesting. He's going to prepare work. He's doing something. You always think of God sitting around in glory and heaven being, you know, nothing's happening. People make fun of it because, well, I would be bored there. Hell was so much more entertaining. Not really. I go to prepare. And of course, that implies work. But heaven is heaven. I mean, it's ready. What needs preparing? And the answer, of course, is you and I need preparing. It's us. Who he is at work, preparing day by day and hour by hour, asking to take one more step down his way and living a life that gets more and more close to his life. And discovering that, yes, I really am comfortable here. This is veritas. This is truth. And he's preparing us for what? You know, we've been sort of tricked for many years by one little old word in the really, really, really old religion. In my house are many mansions. And you come up with some sort of frivolous ideas about what the age to come is. You know, will everybody have a palace? Or will it be by merit? Does the Blessed Virgin Mary get the Palace of Versailles in a metaphorical kind of way, with maybe the Appalachian Spring as her backyard view? And I might expect something like my college dorm room with a shower down the hall. What is waiting? Well, we don't know. Good old Latin, mansio, happens to be, just as it was in the original that it translated, a waiting place, a staying place, a stopover point. A place to come and go through to another and keep going. He is preparing us for a journey that is just beginning. We're on the journey now, foot by foot, day by day. Every day we live and breathe, and that journey goes on. And it is a journey, and there will be staying places. And it gets greater and greater and greater. And so to him who calls us to set foot out on that journey and shows us the way, shows us truth, and shows us life, be all glory, power, and dominion, now and forever. Amen.